A good avach, everyone. A feilcha Chanukah to all. I want to share with you a beautiful Dvar Torah from the Mashgiach Ro Wolfson, Zecher Tzadik Avracha, and Emunah Sitecha. Put the PDF over here. And he brings down how on Chanukah, the Aragonas is revealed. The hidden light is revealed. And this hidden light that's revealed is the hidden light of Torah. And it's also the hidden light of every single Yid. Within every single Yid, he has his holy neshama that in it has a spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of Torah is all in there. And this mitzvah he brings down is specifically more directed to the our neshamas, our lower neshamas. And the Gemara Chasima now is Chanukah, he says. And we have the ability on Chanukah to tap into that Aragonas that's hidden within each one of us. That Hashem placed this Nekuda within each one of us. And Chanukah reveals that light, that Aragonas, that's hidden within the Neiris of Chanukah as we look at them, and within our Neshama that we tap into it. And that is the specialness of this Yontif. He brings a story here from the Chayzim of Lublin that someone wanted to give over, that there was a musser, some yid that was dangerous, and because he was meister on Klal Yisrael to the goyim to create tzaris, and they asked him to mention his name so he could ask that he should curse him, so he should get killed, and so that the sakana should go away. But what happened was, is at the time that he tried to do that, he said, "I can't." His neshama of this meister shined over all the worlds. Then later on, it was revealed that at that point in time, when that Meiser, when he saw this, the Chayza, the Meiser was lighting the Ner Chanukah. So at the time that he did that mitzvah and he lit that Ner, even though he's a Rasha, but at the time that he lit that Ner, it was his neshama lighted through all the worlds. And that's when the Chayza saw it. So at that point, he was not able to give a klala, because his neshama lit all the worlds. You see how great the Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is, that at that time, every Yid shines in all the worlds. And that is the Giloy of the Ur Shel Mashiach. And Be'ezus Hashem, in the Gula, the upcoming Gula, every Yid will be Mesukin, every Yid will bring out their full potential, they'll all do Tshuva, and Mashiach will be Malamet Chus on every Yid. That's what he says. Be'ezus Hashem, Mashiach will be malamet chus on every single yid. See their hidden potential. You see through that lokas near chayin, Chanukah, the ha'ara of Yemei HaMashiach is, and even the lowest of the Eden have this aragonas that could shine forth through all the worlds. So that's a beautiful yesod that is within every yid that has the ability to do that. Chanukah is a time of revealing of secrets, of the secrets of the Torah, and revealing the Aragonas in each person, every single Yid. And therefore, it's very, very important to take this precious time when you're lighting the Neiris of Chanukah, and when you have this Ha'ara in you, to keep it up and not loosen it and not slacken, and hold this light and let it be Mamshech through beyond Chanukah. So therefore, we have to understand how every single Yid has that ability to bring out that Aragonas within himself and within all of the worlds and all of Klal Yisrael. He brings down a beautiful from the Slonim of Psukim, from Slonim of Sfarim, he brings down a beautiful Deher. And I heard this again from Rav Kfiat. He always used to say this, Lohidia Livnei Adam Gevuraisav, which simply, Pashup Shat, means that he shows to people the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem lets people know about the Gevura of Hashem. And the way the Slonima Rabbeim teach this pasuk, Lo'idia Levnei Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed people Gevuraisav, the person's strength. The person needs to know his Gevura, how far he could reach. And this is the idea of not being Miyayish, always seeing that you have a tremendous potential, and you can bring out that Aragonis from within you, and you have that good in you that you can bring out no matter what was in the past, and you have the ability to bring out that purity every single yid and bring it out in potential, from potential to actual. And that is the idea, and it's so, so important to understand this. The Rav Wolfson brings in another place a beautiful deher also, the dreidel. You know, we have a dreidel, a minig of a dreidel. What's written on it is the Isis Nun Gimel hei en shin neskadol hayasham. Nun gimel hei shin, the numerical value, the gematria of all these letters combined equal Mashiach. It's a pella. Which means basically is like this, is that whatever the world happens, whatever happens, and the dreidel is turning, the world is turning, everything is revolving, going upwards and downwards, but forward, backwards, and sometimes we don't even know what's going on, and we're very confused, and it's spinning. It seems like sometimes it's spinning out of control, whether the world is spinning out of control on a global level, or it's spinning in control in our, out of control in our personal lives. We feel that the whole world is spinning around us, and we can't make heads and tails of anything, because it's spinning. But we have to realize it's a spinning of a dreidel. It's a spinning of the Neis Gadol HaYasham. It's the spinning of the Nun Gimel Hey and Shin, which is Gematria Mashiach. Ultimately, we'll be led to the final destination of Mashiach. And we'll see that when Mashiach comes, that all of this spinning and all of this, what doesn't make sense to us, will all come. And we will see the Yeshuas and Refuas and Achamas from all these things that happened in the world. And we understand that there won't be any questions then. One of the most famous Yesaidis that I heard from Rav Pam, and he brought it down, it's from the Chafetz Chaim, it's brought down also, that, you know, that the brothers were in a darkness. They didn't know what was going on. What is Hashem doing to us? And nothing made sense. And then all Yosef said, finally, when he revealed himself, he said, Ani Yosef. I am Yosef. And once he said, Ani Yosef, everything made sense. Everything clicked. Everything was understood. And the same thing the Chafetz Chaim says, Lahavdil, when we don't understand what's going on in the world. We don't understand anything. And then finally, when HaKadosh Baruch will reveal himself, and he'll say, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. He'll reveal himself as is himself. We will see Metz Hashem. Everything will make sense. Everything will click. Everything that we don't understand will be understood. And for now that we don't understand this, we rely on Emunah Peshuta, trusting Hashem that he's guiding us, watching us, and protecting us. And we strengthen our Emunah by looking at the Neris Hanukkah, how the light shines and is lighting outwards through the darkness, piercing the darkness of the outside world, of the darkness of the world, but also piercing through the darkness within our own neshamas, revealing through that Chayshah and seeing that Ur and bringing out that beauty of every single neshama, how great they are, really truly are, and to bring out their potential. Every Yid needs to understand this, that they have a tremendous amount of potential, that they can grow in Avodas Hashem and continue to grow. Every man and woman, every boy and girl could grow tremendously. One of the greatest nekudas I think we could learn from Hanukkah and tapping into the Ur Hagonus, many of us fall into this Yush. And we don't believe in our own abilities. We see the struggles that we have, and we feel ashamed by it, and we feel low about it, and we don't know how to get out of it, and we feel we're flawed and defective, and we're not worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. One of the basic yesaidis, which is really transformative on what healthy self-esteem needs to be, which is truly anava. The real anava is not to say that you're nobody. That's shiftless, which is not healthy. Then there's gaiva. Gaiva is when you have an arrogance, really just connecting to your own of your own strength. That's not healthy either. The midway is another recognizes that Baruch Hashem, you have all these gifts. You know what Hashem gives you, that holy neshama, but it's all from Hashem. It's a matana of Hashem, and you're grateful and humble about it. But the idea is in order to have a true ahavas Hashem, the key to loving Hashem is to feel loved by Hashem. So many of us have this issue that we relate to Hashem based on a perception that we have or a feeling towards Him, which is mixed with a lot of confusion, frustration, anger, resentment, connecting Him to some authority, figure in our own lives that we may have had that was unhealthy, or whatever the case may be, and we project those negative feelings onto Hashem, and we mistakenly think that He is frustrated, that He is angry at us, and He's resentful towards us, when in reality, none of this is true. So the key to Ahavas Hashem is to feel loved by Hashem. When you feel loved by Hashem, then it'll be much easier to love Hashem. And that is the idea of Neiris Chanukah also. Ur is Ahava. Ur is love. Ur is reaching out with love and with a tremendous light. And the Neir Chanukah lights out through the Choshech. It's Hashem's way of saying, I love you. And when we see the light, we have in the light within our neshama, we have to feel that love by Hashem, that Hashem loves us. And by Hashem loving us and us feeling that love, that we see that Or Chanukah and we see that light coming into our neshama, and then from our neshama, the light comes outward. We begin to realize how much Hashem loves us. And when we recognize how much Hashem loves us, then we'll truly feel Ahavas Hashem the right way. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us all to be able to tap into our Oyer Hagonas, that hidden light within us, to reveal it within ourselves, to reveal it by actualizing the great potential that we have within us, and to bring that light out for ourselves, for everyone around us, and for Klal Yisrael overall. And Mikamcha Yisrael, that Ahavas Yisrael, that Achdus, we need to remember. Just being Maisif, one more thing also. I heard recently, Lahadik Ner Chanukah, we use Ner Loshen Yochid, even if it's the third, fourth, fifth night. We don't change the Nusach to say Ner Reis. There's many reasons for that, but Pashup Shat simply is that we're all Ner Echad. Even if you have eight lights at the end, or, you know, or the base of Medrash, they had seven lights, referring to different types of Oireis, different types of contributions of each part of Klal Yisrael contributes, each neshama contributes different things, one with Taira more, one with Chesed more, each one with their own thing, with Tefillah, with Avodah, whatever it is, and it comes out in different branches, but then you realize it's all one source, it's really one Ner. The eight Neirois of all myriad parts of Klal Yisrael projecting their particular unique light is not separate from our own lights and other lights. It's all one. We integrate it one from the other with Hiskalos. We learn from each other. Yehuda learns from Yosef. Yosef learns from Yehuda. All the Shvatim learn from each other. All those distinct Neirois with different qualities is all unique by integrating them into ourselves, each one of them as one. We appreciate the other person's Milus because it's part of us and vice versa. So nothing is distinct and nothing is separate. And that's the Maila of Ner, Ner Chanukah, the unification of Chanukah. And that is the true essence of Chanukah, the Achdus, the oneness of that Ner, of that Menorah, that will bring ultimately the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Hashem Echad, to all of us. Bracha v'atzlacha.